Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. My guest today, straight back from the fringe, it's Aaron McCann!
Barely here from the fringe.
You know he's here live and direct when he puts the fucking mask coat on? Ralph Lauren up in this bitch.
Oh, what?
Feeling fancy. Here, shut your mouth.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
And there it is, the short version.
Shortened.
The stabby version. Shout out to Nathan O'Regan, who fucking made about 20 short versions of that.
Nice.
So shout out to that fucking guy. He's got his own podcast called Mad Notions, I think. Wild tired. Do you want me to read this live on air?
What is it?
I was going to do some plugs, because basically the second show at the Odyssey is on sale, and I checked out the website. There's a good load of fucking greys there.
Goddamn.
You know... There's definitely tickets left, don't get me fucking wrong, because I haven't promoted it at all. There's flags everywhere. So that's on sale, and then we got the fucking... We got the tour is on sale, shine.net, and going everywhere. Here's what I'm doing. I've just been sent sales, so let me just run through these places.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm not going to read out the numbers, because obviously it'll make me sad. Listen to these dates. I'm all over the place, bro. It is 21st of September in Enniskillen, Ardoan. You can get tickets to that. Saturday 20th of September, Terrace Hotel, Mahra Felt. That's nearly sold out, so someone should get the lot. There's literally like 19 tickets. 30th of September, Oran Mór.
Where the fuck is that?
In the west end of Glasgow, bro. Do you want to come with me?
Oh, what?
Fucking right. Never mind to post this. Boys been chewing up. There'll be fucking no family left in Scotland. Oran Mór, it's in the west end. And tell you what, bro. Not too shabby on the ticket sales there, I'll be honest.
What date's that?
That's on the 30th of September, bro. And okay. Then 2nd of October, Dublin, Whelans.
Nice.
Okay. We've got Monday the 14th of October, Liverpool Hot Water Comedy Club.
Nice.
Got some sales there. 15th of October, Manchester Frog and Bucket. You know what I mean? You got Friday the 18th of October, Ballymena, The Braid. Wednesday 23rd of October, Museum of Comedy, London. That's fucking nearly sold out, so you have about 5 tickets to get there, guys, if you're going to go to see me in London.
Nice. All over the shop.
I don't know if that's not really like a support. That's literally like they give it to you for an hour. It's like the fringe. But yeah, if you want to go just for the pure noodles of it.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, you hit Chinatown afterwards.
Oh,
have you ever heard that China Girl song by fucking David Bowie?
No.
Racist. So racist. It's like, it's literally like, yeah, darling, I want to make a song about China, and then just like anyhow, dailies. I'm hitting dailies in Oma.
Two nights, aren't you?
Two motherfucking nights.
Unreal.
One of them sold out. That's the 30th of November. 29th of November is on sale now too. We need an updated version of the ticket sales. That's your hometown, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I wonder who's doing support. Should I request that it be you? Or do you want to save it for your own show?
Oh, fucking.
Friday the 6th of December, Newcastle, the Anchor Bar. Lisburn Arts Centre, 7th of December. That's fucking... I'm not joking. There's 7 tickets left.
God damn.
So get yourself all up inside that. 11th of December, Cold Rain, Riverside Theatre. Loads of tickets left for that. Friday the 13th of December, Down Arts Centre. Oh my God. They're not selling too bad either. Got Derry Nerve Centre. It says the capacity's 400 there. It's probably 400 standing. You know what I mean? So you can amend that, guys. Friday the 20th of December, Larn, the older fleet. And then 21st December, the Marketplace Armagh, which is over half sold already. So
flying.
There you go, mate. You know what I mean? Flying.
Fucking absolutely flying.
But most importantly, the live General Banter podcast is on the 13th of September.
Oh, wow.
Me and Aaron McCann, we're going to make videos. We're going to do a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? I can play this 2-3 times now. It's so short.
Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Know what I mean?
Class.
Now, here's what I will do. I will apologise for the podcast that I recorded yesterday and took down. I thought it was normal. That was a normal.
I have not heard it.
That was a normal day for me, but apparently Maureen was like, you're very angry in that. And then everyone's like, bro, salty isn't a good look on you. And I'm sitting over here, you know, you're victim shaming is what you are. You're victim shaming me for getting angry at a thing that I'm perfectly fucking allowed, entitled to get angry at.
Were you angry throughout the whole thing? Like, was your anger consistent? Or
seemingly.
Was it like one outburst?
No, it was a nice thin spread the whole way through.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, I was doing callbacks to how angry I was.
Shit.
It's professional anger. Like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Well-timed, good pace.
I was very
angry.
I was angry at Mickey Bartlett, you know what I mean? And rightfully so. And everyone's like, Colin, you can't be that angry. We come here to be entertained. I come here for therapy, okay? So, fucking deal with that. Actually, I'm not apologising for it. I'm taking it down, because I can't be arsed listening to your fucking shit, you yappy cunt. Anyway, welcome back, Aaron McCann.
I don't know how happy this podcast is going to be there, because I feel terrible after the fucking fringe.
Did you just... It seemed like you came home and I picked you up at the bus and then you got some Northern Irish food and it made you sick immediately.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, I've got Ebola now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the fringe in general is, like as I said to you before, a month-long mental health endurance event.
No doubt.
And, yeah, I didn't exactly treat myself well physically.
I did it once. And do you know how, like, say you had... Say you're at school and someone was like, okay, you're going to do a fucking presentation tomorrow or uni. Mm-hmm. And you got that, like, you just can't settle feeling. You know, you're anxious. You're not sleeping. You know, you're trying to self-medicate with 14 pints of Foster's. And then you're nervous all day. And then you do the thing and you're nervous. And then there's a lot of adrenaline. And then you're knackered after it. That's what it's like for a full month.
Yeah.
Like, you do not settle. There's no, like, oh, I'm just chilling out here, but... Isn't it just a full whirlwind of a panic?
It's so easy to fall into a really bad routine of, like, say you have a show, it goes well, you're in a bit of adrenaline high from that, so alcohol's not really hitting you the same as you usually would. Next thing you know, you're pushed. Next thing you know, it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you wake up at 4:00 and then you have to go down and fly for your show. Then you do the show again and you just literally repeat that every single day.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's fucking... It's nuts. Like, you know... shout out to Danny O'Brien. I seen it on his Instagram. Like, he's turned it into this, like, you know, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to fucking eat in, like, really nice places and eat fucking vegan food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's, like, turned it into something.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the amount of flies in here. Like, this is disgusting. The fly cast. But, yeah, it's so easy just to be, like... Because even when we were out the other week... And, like, Maureen was fucking pregnant. But it was still not that hard to stay up to 4:30 in the morning. You know, it was just the nature of the way things, like, tick along. You know, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, daylight now.
I think there's something to be said, too, though, for, like, not getting... Like, I don't think I was ever, like, properly blackout drunk at the Fringe because it is so long. Like, you do stay up till about 5 a.m, so you don't actually... Like, I think with how places close over here at 1:30... There definitely is a period of time where you're, like, packing as much drinking tea as possible because you know you've only got, like, 2 or 3 hours of the place.
Exactly, yeah. And you're like, you know, you're like, okay, I don't want to go out too early. This is if you're over here. So you're like, I'm going to fucking throw every bit of drink into me that I can squeeze in. Then I'm going to go out and then I know I only have, like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw fucking all the fucking shots into me. And then you don't remember anything anyway.
Everywhere's dead over there until, like, 11 o'clock. Like.
Yeah. I wonder, is it like that normally, or is that the Fringe?
I'd say that's probably the Fringe. Even, like, the last day that I was there, which was technically the very last day of the Fringe, but all the shows had ended on the Sunday, and I was just there for the Monday. Fucking different city, like. And I seen a couple of videos, too, on Instagram of that TV place getting, like, deconstructed. So sad looking. Because that's just going to be, that's just, like, that Bristol Square and all.
Oh, Bristol Square, yeah. I was going to say, is that TV? That TV is obviously just a real building.
Yeah,
they're hardly taking that apart. Like,
no.
But, yeah, I've actually been in Bristol Square when there was nothing on, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Just a pile of shit, is it?
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
See the videos of people taking down those flyers and all? Like, there has to be a point where the city is just like, okay, it would be more effective if we just had big screens and there was it was covered in posters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's the amount of fucking paper waste.
Oh, yeah.
Is insane.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely insane.
Even if you think about the amount of mistakes, you know, like, I know Vittorio Angeloni's, shout out to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, got things printed.
Oh, yeah, and it was like,
it was only printed on one side, and then the back of the thing was on a whole separate, and that's just all for the bin, like, what the fuck do you do? Yeah. Unless you're Connor Keys and smoking 9,000 joints a day.
Yeah.
Roach paper.
Speaking of which, I just realised I haven't went to bed sober in 2.5 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Whether it be from, you know, alcohol or indeed the devil's lettuce.
Well, I dare say, you know, who's going
smoke
to...
Smoke weed during the fringe.
Who's going to bed sober? You know what I mean? What are you, in fucking nursery school? You know what I mean? You're a grown adult. Just going to fucking lie there and get some sleep.
Yeah, but that's not... I can't be going to bed every night with some sort of substance in me. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Because, bro, that's, you know... It's not great. For years.
What do you want to do, lie there for 2 hours? You want to fall asleep straight away, like?
Yeah, what are you going to do, lie there with your thoughts?
Yeah.
Sober?
Honestly, like, if I could take something... And I know it's not good for your health, but, like... If I could take something where I could just not sleep, I would love that.
Like, ever?
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe get away with, like, a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, fuck, no, that sounds terrible. Nah, you don't want...
But if you didn't need it, would you not stay up the whole time?
Nah, you don't want the full 24 hours of a day, like...
Why?
Because sleep is, like, you know, you what do you want to do? Just go through life all the time? No way.
No one likes sleep. Here's what you like doing. Getting comfy. And then waking up comfy and pulling one off.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're about to miss a very critical step there of my sleep procedure. Because these days I can't even fucking go to sleep without knocking one out.
Doesn't matter where you are either.
Yeah.
You're on a family holiday.
In fact, if you include...
Aaron's in a hostel and he's like, boys, I'm sleepy. Turn away!
Well, actually, after living in a house of 40 people, I've mastered the technique of silent wanking.
Yeah.
Which is tantric. Dick grips.
Dick
just
grips?
4 sets of 5 until you feel something, then that's it. Not like that there, because that there sounds like there's a fucking bass pedal going off, but...
Dick Grips, like... Good band name, by the way.
Yeah, Death Grips.
Dick Grips, like, just round the shaft, and we're squeezing? Or up towards the head?
Up towards the head, and then... Just wanking the gifts. Because I can't have anything audio-wise.
How many of those pods when you were in LA, all you could hear from the other side was like... oh, and just... The fucking silhouette of some dude's pulling his wire. Be class if you're a girl, you could just get one of those fucking things. You stuff up your slice and then it's got a remote control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just be sitting in the cinema. Bit of work, but getting done next door. Nah.
They already make them, are they not made by Colgate or something?
Oral-B. Microphone's fucking... Oh, I'm broken.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, let me touch it. Hold on. That might be a better setup for you. So it's not touching the fucking thing. Yeah, leave it like that. Sure, fuck's sake.
There you go. Sorted.
So how was your... You had a good fringe all in all.
I loved it. It was a great experience and I learned a lot.
Somebody asked me a question. Someone just sent me one question that just said, did Aaron get the ride at the fringe?
I can tell you now, sir, I did.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the first person to want to was indeed yourself, you know. And Colin sent me a video.
And I was like, I'm married, bro.
Colin sent me a video of just him going like...
People are going to go deaf as fuck.
Yes! It's so funny.
Fuck's sick.
But yes, I did. Well earned, I would say, after my hectic relationship that I came out of, but, you know.
Hectic relationship, yeah, but he's out there squirting all around him. And I'll tell you something. You do all right, because you were like, oh, I might need a wee date. And then you sent, and I was like, oh, send me a photo. You know what I mean? You want a perv on the mates? And you sent me this photo, and you're like, okay, I didn't request the fucking... 2016 holiday shots in a bikini, but I'll take them.
Let's be honest, that's what you were seeking out.
I mean, I was hoping she'd send you nudes already. Yes. I was like, show me that starfish.
Yeah.
Must be some crack in the dating scene these days.
That's terrible. It's fucking awful.
Even you're just like, I don't know where, like, oh yeah, this girl sent me a photo of her finger or something.
I feel like you and Maureen got on at the exact right time. Like, because now it's just a fucking shit show, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yeah.
Just getting judged.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
Yeah. You put up four pictures of yourself on Tinder, like it's fucking eBay.
Yeah.
And, you know.
All the angles.
Write yourself a wee witty bio, and then hopefully someone slides in your DMs.
What does yours say in your bio?
I'm such a boring cunt, I don't even have a bio. So there you go. I used to have one just, you know, the standard, like, comedian 24, you know, and then something like, oh, sure, we'll tell the Wayans we met at Mass or something. And
everyone just looks at us, 24, my old.
Yeah. 48, you bastard. But I know I don't know. I've never had any good Tinder experiences, so it's, yeah. It is what it is. You know, like, it's
some girls are fucked right now, like, being like, do you not?
Yeah. Some girl came at me on Instagram for, like, matching with her on Tinder and not having the manners to reply to her.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure she just sent me a GIF or something, so... Do you know what I mean? Do better.
I fucking spilt my heart out to you with two GIFs.
Yeah. I sent you a GIF of Michael from The Office and you didn't even have the fucking nerve to reply to me.
You piece of shit.
Who do you think you are, you cunt?
You fucking owe my big time boss.
Oma Tinder, that's where it's at.
Yeah?
Yeah, Oma Tinder.
If you just want to know where one of your relations...
Yeah. If you want to bang the girl that works in your chip shop, Oma Tinder.
Yeah, that's a fucking gap in the market, I think, for... Actually, that's a lie, because someone sent me a video of a guy fucking someone in a fast food place in America.
Wait, hang on. Where's the gap in the market? Banging girls that work in chip shops?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chippyslits.com. You want to be like... It's a thing, done the usual, battered sausage, and you're like, I've already got a fucking battered sausage.
Can you have chippyslits.com, brand new porn site?
Show us that fucking pasty. Crispy on the outside, pink in the middle. Hey, if anybody knows out there, what the fuck is in a pasty? Have you seen the video? We watched the video before, didn't we? Charlie Sloth and fucking John Zoo in the middle of Rathcoole. Yeah, bruv, hook me up with a fucking pasty bat, yeah. And he gets him and he's like, what's in this, bruv? And he's like, I don't fucking know. Dick skin and fucking pig nips.
I'm still recovering from Chippy Slits.
ChippySlits.com. Show me that greasy card.
Busty here taking a cowboy supper.
Yeah, Latina MILF eats goujons. barely legal teen gets face full of tartar sauce.
Oh, fucking hell. I'll stop that, would you? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking twins get a half and half.
BBW gets chips stuffing on the grill.
No onions are wrong. No peas or onions are wrong. That was one of the funniest things I've ever witnessed, and it would never be funny as a bit, and it's never funny when you tell anyone.
It is. I laugh my balls off.
Just that girl. No
peas or onions are not ham.
And I can't afford no peas or onions are not ham. Oh, fuck.
So funny.
Well, how did we start that question? You were talking about Tinder.
Oma Tinder.
Yeah, so I deleted the last podcast, so I'll recap my experience of the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Went there on the Friday, knew we were going to be up very late, so me and Maureen just fucking slept in the hotel for about fucking 4 hours.
Smart.
After spending the boat trip just full of fat bastards. And I was talking about it on the Forbidden Podcast there, but there's this...
The Forbidden Podcast.
You want to sing... This woman, like, she was in this recliner lounge, and she was sitting back like this, and she had, no joke, like, four bottles of fizzy juice in a two-hour thing. Like, she would just hold it up to the light, like a bottle of iron brew, and just crack it open, and just dunk, 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 and then she would just involuntarily just go, and burp, and go, sorry about that. And this is one of these, like, quiet lounges, where you're not, you know, you go in there to, like, read and chill out, and she's like,
sorry. I mean, I'm shaking my head, but I'm also like, yeah, four seems like an adequate number for Iron Brews and a two-hour boat.
I know, that's the first thing I did when I got to Scotland. I was saying, like, we went to, like, a Waitrose, which was near Maureen's auntie's house, which is, like, fucking...
M&S on roids.
You know, oh, my God, it's like a fucking... If, like, the KKK opened a... You know what I mean? It's, like, so...
Could not be posher.
It's so rich and white, like...
It has, like, a sushi bar in it, doesn't it?
There's a prawn and avocado sandwich, I think. Where in the fuck are you getting that unless you're going for dinner at, like, fucking Buckingham Palace?
Yeah. Or Down Royal Golf Course or something?
Well, for example, yeah. But, yeah, anyway, well, did Late and Live. Went and did Late and Live, which... See, when I did The Fringe years ago, and I was like, bro, it would be the most gangster shit if I did Late and Live. Let a few years go by, you know what I mean? And then you're like...
Not quite the best it once was.
Asking Scott Gibson, like, can I slide on in there to fucking Late and Live? He's like, absolutely, big man! And go in. And, add shit.
Yeah.
Add a bucket of shit, yeah. Bro.
I also consumed a dick that night.
I mean, the lads went to the buffet.
Yeah.
With two forks. Yeah. And ate nothing but shit.
Yeah.
I feel like are you sliding off screen there, bro? Stay in here. Stay in the mix.
Stay in the mix.
But yeah, I don't know what the crack is. Like, MC goes out, heats them up a wee bit, and is like, you ready for first act? Yeah, Colin Gans. Yeah. Big reaction.
Yeah.
And then you do your material. What is about 300 people, but sounds like 8 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I can't get anything out of these people. Like,
but that's one of those gigs too, where you come off and you're fuming, and then... The person that booked you is very happy.
Yeah.
Some of the audience come up to you after, they're happy.
Yeah.
It's just not what you expect.
What about the guy that came up to Mickey? This is the most... Oh, this is so hilariously God. Fucking like...
Triple irony.
Triple fucking double stuffed irony. Goes up to Mickey and goes, you know what's the black guy like? And he goes, it's racist that you did an African-American accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, the bit you did, I don't know what bit you were doing, like a strip club, mm-hmm. bit about the strip club or whatever. Yeah. And he goes, ah, you've got me mistaken for the other white cunt.
Yeah, the other fat white cunt with a beard said that.
So he was going to complain about racism and he got his white guys mixed up.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
And also, bro, you wear a tweed jacket. I'm blacker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cultural appropriation, bro.
Yeah.
This is white man clothing.
And this is inappropriate for your culture, mate.
Yeah.
Take it off.
And I know you don't know any other black people because they would fucking rip you apart for wearing a tweed jacket. Were you going shooting, bro? You going hunting? And shooting ducks? Or what?
Yeah, that was a weird thing that happened.
That happened to me at the fucking, in the Nero on Botanic.
What?
The time the guy was like, is that me creaking up again? The time the guy was like, the sort of Asian guy, and he's like, oh, I love your videos. And I was like, oh, thanks very much, man. He goes, ah, oh, the Belfast girls thing. And I went, no, that's the other fucking white dude.
Yeah.
Beard. And I was like, you racist bastard. We all look the same, don't we? I mean, kind of, but yeah, we all look the same, don't we, you bastard?
I actually, too, was kind of thinking about that bit before I went to Edinburgh. I was like, is it weird of me to do, like, a African-American accent? And then I was like, well, Chappelle does the fucking standard white guy voice, and everyone knows what it is. And
yeah, but I think it's like, but here's the thing.
And I never even once refer in the story to the man being black. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Imagine someone's like, I don't like that African-American accent. And you're like, he was a white guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Take your tweed jacket off and doff it up your hole.
Pretty sure they call it braces too. Wrap your metallic mouth around that soda farm.
So yeah, I did Late Live, and then a guy came on and sucked the fucking condom full of ham. Standard procedure. How out of nowhere did that come?
Yeah, that was insane.
Because the guy goes on stage, and everyone's like, this guy is old school fringe, like, this is going to get real gnarly. You know, he's going to fucking, you know, he goes mad, and he fucking... you know, he sucks off a condom full of ham, he tapes a knife to his head. And I'm waiting for this, you know, extrovert lunatic to come into the room. And then he's just this nice wee fucking Kiwi guy.
Oh, lovely man.
Yeah, and then he just goes on stage and starts doing some material like, onions are shit, fucking, I love red onions. And he does all this real fucking pedestrian material, and you're like, okay, How does he segue this into sucking a condom full of ham?
The best of it is he doesn't.
He doesn't. He just goes, okay, that's the end of that. And then fucking tapes a knife to his head and he goes, oh, I'm a Glasgow unicorn.
Yeah.
No reaction. Cool. Rips it off. That looked like the most painful bit. Taking that scotch tape off your fucking head. And then he just stuffs a condom full of ham.
Yeah.
And all I could hear was one girl in the crowd. What a waste of ham.
Yeah. The whore had a Durex full of gammon. And sucked it off until the point where...
Sucked me off.
There was, like, dirty, like ham saliva coming out of his mouth and shit. The whole thing made me very unwell.
Thank fuck his back wasn't me. I couldn't really see it. You know, I was... That sounded gross. I was fucking him in the ass. And I couldn't see any of that. But, yeah. And then he just lobbed it off. Like, how could you improve? Imagine you were doing your set and you're like, oh, I was in Vegas and went to a strip club, blah, 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 blah. And then the next minute, you know, you just take a desk fan out and piss on it and the piss sprays everywhere. And then you go back into your set.
Yeah, is there like, also too, the first time he did that ham bit, where was he like, oh, yeah, it's a bit new, isn't it? I need to work on it. Need to improve that a wee bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
he's sitting in a cafe with a cappuccino and a notebook and like a fucking diagrams of condoms for the ham and all. He's like, how do I punch this up?
Yeah.
Dude, you're 15 minutes. What are you doing? I'm doing onions, knife head, condom. Yep. And then that's it.
Perfect tight 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Now, that is... Talk about a mental health endurance event. If you're doing that shit every day for 26 days, how would you not lose your fucking mind?
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I mean?
It gets to the point where it's like... You're on the 21st day, and you're like, no one's laughed at this cocksucking bit.
Yeah.
Also, I turned out of Scott Gibson at one point, and I was like, that cunt has turned up to a gig one night and went, oh, shit, I've forgotten my packet of ham. Do you know what I mean?
Gig's ruined.
You know, like, we'll turn up and be like, oh, shit, I left my notebook in the car or something. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit, I've left my fucking packet of ham and condom in the car.
My Danny's.
But he has to go do that before every gig. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why stand-up is class. You just fucking turn up.
Also, there's fewer things more disgusting to look at than a whole pile of ham shoved into a dom, just lying there,
yeah, dormant. You know what he should have done to freak everybody out? He should have got slices. He should have got slices of turkey. Make it real dick skin, you know what I mean?
I didn't think there was a way to make that more disgusting, but yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome. And then he just walked off, you know what I mean? Topless. And he did that sort of like, I'll get them next time.
Yeah.
Type, ah, fuck.
Yeah, sure. Tough crowd.
Took one for the team there. imagine just getting flyered and just being like, oh, cheers. And then I'll be like, I'll take a risk on this show. And it's 2 p.m. I'm going to sneeze. 2 p.m.
Deaf.
And then he's like, you come in with your kids, and oh, that's a big kid showing on the next one. He's like, oh, 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 sucking this big fucking.
Same guy used to get a, like, I don't know if he still does this bit, and I hate to tell people's bits in podcasts, but, you know, he essentially would get someone up from the audience, shove a bicycle pump up his asshole, and then get them to pump down a certain amount of times, and then just let his asshole dilate. And that would get standing ovations everywhere, Colin.
What do I mean, dilate? Like, just the noise that come out? Or yeah. Would he shit everywhere?
I think he said one time he did it, and he did shit. Like, he shit everywhere, like. Which is, yeah, disgusting.
It's the fucking setup to these things makes me sad. Because he probably has a wee backpack, and he's just like, it's like, that just makes me laugh so much.
Yeah.
Him, knife.
Yeah. His wee checklist.
Bike pump.
Yep.
You know, is he hand sanitizing the end of the bike pump every night? And he's putting it up a shit box?
No.
That's incredible, isn't it? And how do you get to that point? Is it just like no one gave you attention your whole life and you're like, I'm going to do the craziest shit ever? He's definitely the kid that, like, when you're younger, just pissed himself for the crack.
Yeah, he made, like, Dirty Sanchez videos and stuff.
I knew a few of those ones where just, like, you're playing football in the street and you turn around and there's one guy laughing. He's just like, and he's pissed himself. And you're like, what's going on?
Top shelf banter.
Top shelf banter.
The old piss yourself.
Especially when you're 19, like, some crack.
Oh, yeah. You do it now, like, it's people are down on you.
Are you okay, bro?
I'm sorry, hang on. You
alright, yeah?
I'm bringing up half a pound of gammon here in my throat.
Oh, that's a piss overload here in Edinburgh. Oh. your mate Tim was over and he's like, oh, he's been giving me way too many details about this woman he's been with. And I'm like, where's my details? I want to hear them. You know?
Oh, Jesus.
How'd that go? Let's get into it.
No, that's not. Yeah. That is
swift. Yeah. Taylor swiftly move on.
Nah, bro. Bad
players. Players.
Let me hear about it.
No, I've put my foot in my mouth too many times. That's bastard is
that,
podcast.
Is that your special sex move?
Armpit
your foot in your mouth again.
And other diseases that have turned into sex moves.
Don't give me that sweet bird flu.
There's a mad cow disease one where I buck over a fence in a field.
Spread her legs over an electric fence and give her fucking give her the full stack.
Or do you want your eggs fried?
Stick a cow prod down the middle of my fucking pisser and crack on.
Brandy, you bastard.
Brandy? Oh, fuck. And then what happened the second day? We fucking met up. We went to that meat's... what's it called? Bread, meats, bread, meats,
full,
bread.
Full stroke. Bread, meats, bread, yeah.
And, you know, both the hotel that we stayed in and also Bread, meats, bread. Not shy of just hiring, just a wee Spanish hottie.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just looking around, you're like, okay.
Tell you what, too, I made...
meats, fucking...
I made quite the fool of myself in there too.
Where?
I just bawled out in there. I just fucking bought. I must have put away about, you know, like something that they would do as like a competition for most places.
Oh, yeah, it was like
Aaron, as a standard min.
Aaron versus food. Like, what did you get? You got the fucking burger that had black pudding, blue cheese, fucking whatever. What else was on it?
That was a lot nice. It was.
Blue cheese.
And then fucking something bacon. That you and Maureen like shared, like the poutine I got by myself.
Yeah.
And then I got a vanilla shake to top it off.
And when you were drinking it, you were like, oh, fuck the glass. I should have got the shaker.
And I stopped by it. It was, I'm a connoisseur of milkshakes. Very, very good milkshake. If you're a fan of milkshakes, go to Bread Meets Bread.
Shout out to those guys. I got a patty melt, which is like if you ran out of Babs and you made a burger out of toast.
Yeah.
It's fucking nice.
Actually, do you know what? Sometimes I prefer a sandwich to a burger. Like a toasted sandwich to a burger. I think it's nicer.
You see, I do like a burger to be. You see if you got like a quarter pounder or something at a, or no, even like, see like a Five Guys, like a small, thick burger that they've wrapped up and it's all melted together. Yeah. I like that. I don't like those big fucking gourmet burgers that are like a foot high.
I see. Bread Meets Bread teeters on this where
teetering on my teats.
They're nearly like, I hate those burgers where you can't even hold it.
Right.
Like, you have to, like, cut it up or something, because now it's essentially just, it's not a burger anymore, it's only a burger if you can hold it. If you can't hold it, it's essentially just a fucking plate of discharge with two heels.
Hmm. As they say, plate of discharge. What's this shit here? Okay, I don't know if that's a recent question or not. So, Fringe, decent all round. We ended up drinking very early in the day, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Which fucked me because I went to see a couple of shows after that and I was a disaster. It's fucked.
Oh, you were tired? Yeah, because I remember like fucking texting you being like, alright mate, where you at? And then hearing nothing back, going, what the fuck Colin's doing? And then like ringing you, getting no answer and being like, alright, okay. And then you literally just like, yeah, just I fell asleep fully clothed there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because we started drinking and then went to see two shows, Neil Delamere and Jim Owen. and then got food because we were supposed to get food two other times. Yeah. And then about 5 hours went by, then we got food. And we were so close to their hotel, we just went to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hold on 1 second. And obviously the room had aircon and everything. As soon as you get in the room, I was just like...
Yeah, very understandable.
I'm going to tell a story again because totally in the last podcast got deleted. Would Neil Delamere give me a shout out? I'm telling everyone, tell you again, I'm insufferable. You know, finished the show, and then he was like, is that Geddes over there? And I went, of course it is, bitch. Fucking act like it's not.
What? Coffee's freezing, sorry, continue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's my own doing, Kong. Continue. So Neil Dalmer gave you a shout out.
And he's just like, Geddes. And I went, yeah. And he goes, you know, Fringe show? And I went, no. And he goes, oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's Colin Geddes there. He's a comedian from Belfast and da-da-da, he's doing arenas. He's a goddamn superstar. And then he went, he is a Protestant, but don't let that, don't hold that against him. And everyone laughed and I went, fuck up. That's Ireland for you. Can I not just be nothing? I think, I bet you, if you're like a hardcore Catholic, especially Irish Catholic, like, I've heard Maureen say, like, her granny thought fucking Jesus was an Irish Catholic. You know, she was just like, oh, I'll hear nothing.
Yeah.
I'll hear nothing.
Jesus was a Fenian, yeah. And you won't argue otherwise in this house.
He's from fucking Clocher. I don't know, it's probably Protestant village, I have no idea. But,
sounds very Catholic, though, when you say it like that.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, it's literally like, you were like, oh, he's not a Catholic, he's one of them fucking Hindu broads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're not a fucking Irish Catholic, you're not even a real Catholic.
Yeah. Hindu broads.
You know what I mean? Just anything, doesn't matter.
One of them fucking...
He's one of them ISIS fucking broads.
One of them Pakistan tags.
But, fucking... Yeah, it was very strange as everyone in the room turned around staring at me and I'm sweating drunk. Like, yeah, the warmest, that billiard room at the Gilded. Fuck me.
Oh, fuck, guy.
Roasting.
Toasting. That was one good thing about my venue. It was nearly every venue that I went to was too hot or there was really loud aircon and you couldn't even fucking hear the show. Like, my venue was decent in that regard. And I gave Ian Sterling a lend of my iPhone adapter. Because it was two shows before me.
Yeah.
And the cunt needed an iPhone adapter. And I said, there you go, Ian. Don't even worry about it. Never even going to thank you, the bastard.
Did he keep it?
Tonight.
He didn't get a fucking... He didn't even say thank you?
No, barely. I just gave it to Gilded Balloon staff and they gave it to him.
Oh, right. So you didn't give it to him in person?
No.
And that's why he didn't get a thank you?
No.
Ian Stubbling! iPhone adapter. Write some fucking material.
Buy an iPhone adapter at Love Island money, you fucker.
Chrissy Bowes, who came out not so long ago, was like, oh, fuck, of all the comedians.
I thought you were about to say, like, to a certain place or something, then I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot he's gay. Then he came out as gay.
Yeah, in the most abrupt way of all time.
Oh, yeah, it was...
That's it, I've had enough, I'm fucking, I suck cocks, fuck off with you.
Yeah, some people, like, come out of the closet, and Bowes, he just, like, took a chainsaw through the bastard and, like, never looked back. I respect it.
And it wasn't even, like, you know, I have seen people come out and the next minute they've dropped, like, 6 stone and they're, like, so camp compared to what they used to be.
Drop 6 stone because of all the gay bucking they're doing now, unashamedly, or...?
Listen, I don't know whether it's that or AIDS, but I've seen 4 or 5 guys that have got real skinny after they came out. I'm joking about the AIDS, obviously. But,
Maybe I should come out, get a... knock a few stone off. I didn't realise there was health benefits to coming out as late in your feet.
Oh, fuck. ChippyTwinks.com. He's going to start a gay porn site where he fucking takes a few battered sausages in the mouth.
2 battered twinks.
You should come out. You should come out as gay. All of a sudden, just skinny as shit. What diet are you on? Gay. Gay and happy for a year, and then I'll go back to straight.
Cock zero. Doesn't even make any sense, but zero calorie kill.
I was thinking Atkins, I was like, Fatkins, a fat cock, Atkins? Oh. I thought he said no.
Fat cock Atkins. Fat cock Atkins sounds like a Paul Mollet, remember?
It's like an Action Bronson cover group from Northern Ireland. It's Fat Cunt Atkins.
Have you talked about that?
Swiftly.
You better slow down, but I might hear a while.
Yeah.
Have you talked yet about that Belfast SoundCloud rap documentary?
Yeah, I got jip about that.
What? Did you actually?
One of the guys wrote to me and he's like, man, my friend was very upset that you slagged him.
Ugh, mate.
And I went, I even said on the thing, fair play to what yous are doing. Yous are out there making your own scene. But also when he went, out here, marshing the fuck out, getting it turned up. I was like, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
What are they going to do if I just marsh the fuck out and turn up?
I wouldn't mind if there was like a big massive fucking surge in Northern Irish based hip hop. Lock of shows to go to, march the fuck out.
But I feel like, you know, who's in the sort of like, you see, I have seen different scenes. Is that, what are the floaties in that? What's that from?
Oh, bro, that looks like a swimming pool.
I'm going to throw up.
I wouldn't. Take no more of that.
But it's like, it's either like real, you know, fucking old school hip hop, where people are like chopping up fucking samples and it's like, you know, more like old school style, or it's like real fucking, you know, Lil Peep style where it's barely rap anymore.
Yeah.
Where's all the fucking Metro Boomins of, you know, Lurgan?
That would be some title for a fella. The Metro Boomin of Lurgan.
Yeah.
Well, Travis Scott is actually from Dunamana, so...
He sounds like it.
As the name implies.
Travis Scott, hardware store there, and fucking... the start of that documentary just looks so shit, too.
No, I'm disappointed by that. I'm going to give it a word of the night, but...
Like, there's a bit where he gets in the car and puts on fucking... Goosebumps or something in the car, and he's out.
He's fond of the Mandy, that fella, apparently, you know?
What?
He's fond of the El Mandy.
What's that?
Takes a lot of MD.
Well, don't see why not. Young man in his prime.
I can know, but...
Folly yokes.
Jeez, you shouldn't be relying on that stuff now.
You know, a couple of shandies, yeah, do you
couple
right?
Couple of fucking glasses of the boss.
I know when you said lit. I didn't know you meant lit. I thought you meant slightly buzzed, do you?
Put that candle out, Travis.
Come on, boss. First, you'd be taking one of them. You'd be taking two, and then fucking 6 months down the line, you couldn't go to a fucking christening without taking 30 yokes.
Straight up! Did you ever have, right, this is very random, but
okay.
I was having this conversation the other day with someone. Do you remember, did you have like travelling plays that would come to your school and do like anti-drug plays?
I had something similar, but there was like a travelling like Christian band that would call in, which okay. was so paedophile. Like, if you think about it now, they'd be like, oh, there's a bus full of American old men. Come on in. Jesus Christ, in took my cock. We had that, and then we did have a policeman come in, which, now that I know the sort of line of work that Begley does, I'm convinced it was just a fucking drama student and a cop thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember sitting, and this is like P7, I remember sitting in the fucking assembly hall, and the guy's talking about drugs, and he goes, this is cannabis, and you shouldn't take cannabis, and then this is whatever, and this fucking guy, who was literally P7, goes, would that be an amphetamine? Right? And the fucking guy who was doing it, this is how I know he was probably just a fucking drama student. The guy was like, what is it? And he's like, would that be classed as an amphetamine? And he was like completely stumped. The guy had obviously just learned what he needed to learn.
God damn.
He didn't know a fucking 11-year-old was going to turn into fucking, you know.
That's superb.
Heisenberg in the corner here. Yeah. Is that an amphetamine? Is it? Fucking.
I want an insight into that child's life.
I know.
Amphetamine.
Oh, yeah.
We had a group of ones come over, and I was talking to, who was talking about it? This guy called Jack. Like, he brought it up. He's a comedian from Toronto, and he was saying about how they had all this shit, like the videos and all, and like big Just Say No adverts and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm pretty sure we had a play that came over one time, and it was like a dramatization of like a standard, like, you know, getting offered drugs at a house party type scenario.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Bit of role play.
Here's the thing that they need to do with this, right? You cannot do a play like that that's directed at getting young people to not take drugs and have the people that act in it and write it 40 as fuck. Because the slang and all the shit that they use seems so outdated and cringy. Yeah. That it loses all effect that you're going for.
Yeah.
So, for example, I think it was,
hey,
like,
bro, you looking to have a rad time?
Yeah, they're like, hey, Tony, you want to do some coke? And the guy's like, nah, man. And he goes, oh, come on, don't be a square.
Yeah.
And
I was like, yeah.
See, if someone offered me coke, right, and then called me a square for not taking it, I'd be like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, you fucking gimp. Yeah. Square this cock.
You square.
Dude, don't be a D-bag. Take this heroin. Man, you're being such a buzzkill. Stuff these yolks down your pisser.
Oh my god.
So man, funny. You're such a spoiled sport. Just rack this coke. Man, you're such a fucking goody two shoes. Just fucking put this kilo of coke up your ass, bro, and stuff in such a buzzkill. I'm telling mom you're such a fucking doucher.
Oh, so funny. So funny.
Is that an amphetamine? Bro, you can't wear a nappy still, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you haven't even done your 11 plus shit, you fucking...
No.
Fucking amphetamines.
You can't write your name yet, but you're like, is that a fucking amphetamine, is it? Is that fucking dimethyltryptamine? What are we wanker like? Someone was, I bet you their dad was like, oh, you're doing a, you should go in and ask them that tomorrow.
How do you sound nerdy asking about drugs?
Yeah. You're never going to do drugs, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Now, not to say that drugs are, you know, this is the effect of drugs here. My brain's just shut down there. I'm sending my brain a crash report as we speak.
Do you need some drugs?
I think I do, sir.
Fuck. Let's switch it up a minute. Let me watch this clip.
Should definitely start doing coke.
I think, genuinely,
I feel like for energy purposes alone, it would greatly benefit me.
I think, I mean, my impulse control is terrible, but if I could, in a controlled way, take coke, I think...
Here, that's never happened, so...
Yes, okay. That's
never happened.
Man,
if only I could take heroin just once a year, would be lovely.
Some dudes out there, like, measuring out his oats in the morning and all, and then I've got a little tiny bit of coke, and I just work that in with the creatine and whatever.
Yep.
Listen to this racist old bitch.
Well, tell us exactly what you said. Yesterday, you talked about you didn't believe
it's come through one ear, is it?
What did you want to happen with Marysville? You wanted it to stay a certain way. Tell us about that.
Well, we like Marysville the way it is, but as far as having a black couple moving in, we have no problem with that. But where it's wrong is when you have a white woman and a black husband, a white wife and a black husband together, that's wrong. Huh. And vice versa.
Well, and why is that?
It's simply against the Bible. Like I was telling her, God created Adam and Eve. Same kind.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Laquisha.
Same race all around, and that's how he...
This crazy odd bitch. Like, she's literally like... She's like, it's kind of a black couple move in, but they don't be mixed. Tell you that.
Yeah.
At least if they're all black, we can segregate them.
Yeah. It's not even Tyrone.
Once, he's our example right there.
Talk about what you want. What is it you want Marysville to stay? You said something in particular.
It's not Deshaun and Eve, is it?
It looks like...
Also, you know, she shouldn't be trusted based purely on the state of her hair.
Yeah, she looks like a character of Bo Selecta.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Racist granny.
Just that. It's a nice city the way it is.
It's like Bo Selecta, Melbourne.
White?
If black...
By the way, this is coming through one ear, but I don't know why.
People, if a black couple wants to move in, fine.
So she's dead on with black on black, but when it's black on white...
They have the mixed marriage,
she's like nish.
Yeah.
Talk about, though, but why then say it should stay white then? Talk about the... And that's okay if you feel like that. I mean, as far as a journalist, you know,
mm-hmm.
Why do you think... I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. Why do you think Marysville should stay white?
We like it the way it is. When we moved here, we didn't know anything about it initially. And we have just been comfortable with the way...
Yeah, you moved there too. You know,
is there anything anyone could say...
The sad thing about this is she's obviously old and weird. And as fucking mental as that opinion is...
Yeah, she shouldn't be on TV.
They're loving the fact that she's coming out with this complete shite, and they're interviewing her, and now they'll probably get like their house fucking burnt out.
Yeah, you can't let someone that age speak on TV about something like that.
Well, like I say,
of course, she's racist.
If a black wife and a black husband move in, no problem. It's just the intermarriage.
That's, and the foreignborns.
Mm-hmm. Although that is but a weird subcategory of racism,
like,
there.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind you, but don't be mixing it up.
Yeah.
Don't be mixing up the genres, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want no fusion jazz about here.
No. I mean, you say that till you see some...
Would say all of us are foreigners.
I mean, who said that? Just keep fucking till we're all beige.
We're Native American, so what's your issue with people who were not born in America?
That's how you get the real hot people, though. You know, when you're like, you know, there was a white dude, you know, read a fucking Korean, and they had a daughter, and then a black dude bangs her, and then they're the offspring of them.
Oh, why?
You know what I mean?
Oh, why?
You get the best of all worlds. You know
hashtag,
what I mean?
Hashtag keep mixing.
You know? Hashtag Pocahontas.
The question would be...
in fact, a Native American looks like everyone in the world fucked, and that's what came out.
Yeah.
Why?
I remember seeing this video one time, and it was like, these people that were like Native American or, you know, third, whatever generation Native American.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you know... You doing this appeal about like, you gotta save whatever fucking, you know, piece of reservation it was. And the girls were fucking banging. Unbelievable. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Why are people like not, you know, let's...
They come here in the first place.
Preserve these lot and get, you know, get them breeding like a fucking conservation project in the zoo. Let's fill the place with these ones.
What is wrong with their own country?
What do you mean their own country, you dumb bitch?
That's my question. What is wrong with their own country? All of a sudden, they're coming here.
Oh, now but she's getting...
now your eyebrows have went down. But here's the problem. Everybody can get a bit like that when it's like...
You 9 know, pounds?
Don't be a square, bro. 12. But like... No, you can get a bit like that when it's... Everybody... Like, I've seen people... You know, you're like, all right, there's people moving over here and they're... You know, they clearly... They just know that the system is there to support them. And they're like, okay, I'm going to move over here. And you'll get like 15 people living in a house. And all they do is send all their money back. And they don't mix in with anybody. They're not like particularly want to be there. They just know that you can go into this place. You can get taken care of by the government. And you can make money and send it home.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really go back into like communities, and then communities like fall apart. They're literally there to just kind of drain the system and go because no one's stopping them. That sort of thing is about the only reason, the only time you can be like, okay, that's a bit weird. You know what I mean? It's a bit weird that like you can just go somewhere else, drain it of shit. I'm saying that Irish people probably did that with England and you know whatever else, but I don't know. It's just that's when it gets weird, but. Aside from that, it's like, just move wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you were like, I love America, I really want to move there, I really want to do that, you should be able to do that.
Oh, yeah,
you should be able to do it, like, you know, legally. I know it's a fucking nightmare to try and do that in America, but you should be able to do that if you really like a place and you're like, I just want to live here. I'll be living here, I'll be paying taxes here, I'll be doing all that shit.
Especially where it's like, you know, like places like LA and New York, like entertainment capitals of the world, and you can't be in it because you're geographically restricted because of where you were born.
Yeah,
and that shit's insane. Like that sounds like medieval.
I think people also need to. There needs to be that thing of like, if you have a qualification somewhere, you should be able to have it fucking converted or whatever into something that's legit.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's plenty. I mean, how many times you hear that fucking story? Like. Even Frank, Dutch Frank, you know, he has qualifications that he can't use over here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure our man in Vietnam, Sean, was talking about Lindsay. She had stuff that wasn't legit in other places and stuff like that. It's weird, isn't it?
And play of immigration is a scary game, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Done some things I can't talk about in this podcast.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Don't be a square, bro, tell me.
Don't be a square, work legally for 4 weeks.
I know. Well, four weeks is grand. It's people like fucking...
building pods.
People are like fake married and 10 jobs later.
I should definitely get a fake married for the crack. Anyone wants to fucking give me a visa, slide in the DMs.
Marry a dude in Vegas.
Yeah.
Listen to this racist
for bitch. Safety or whatever.
Why do you think immigrants first came to America? For a better life, right? It's the same everyone came to America. Well, not blacks, but...
And that's another problem. What our students are learning today, it has nothing to do with how this country came about. years ago with the English coming here. They don't know anything about that.
She's panicking. She's so thirsty in her mouth. You can teach. She's like,
U.S. history books were changed, and that's wrong.
Turn the spritzers
on. Where did your family come from?
Oh, goodness me. Way back. I'm not even sure how far back my ancestors go.
Italy, Germany?
Germany. Mm-hmm.
So you're a Nazi? There we go. Yeah.
They go right back to my family, the Hitlers, and I hate blacks.
So I'm an immigrant. Would I not be?
I don't like. I mean,
welcome in Marysville.
This bitch is like two races.
It just cracks me up. It's like, how can you be? You can never be. It's like being a vegan. You can never be 100% racist.
Yeah, but it's like
because you've cut everything. Like you couldn't be like, oh, let's get a boojum. No, Mexican.
Yeah,
can't have that. You know, let's listen to fucking rap music. No, can't do that. Who's your favorite guitar player? Jimi Hendrix. No, can't do that. It's like. You can't fucking take in anything because it's not fucking hardly any, but it's your culture.
If vegans and racists were looked at the same way, that's a funny premise.
Well, write it
down. Write that down, Colin.
Vegans versus racists.
Can you imagine? You get invited to a barbecue and you're like, well, will there be black people there?
Has a black person touched this? Was this chopped on the same board as a black person? Will this have come into contact with any browns on the way? Because I have an allergic reaction.
Oh, fucking hell. Fantastic.
By the way, this is a... If you have a person with any special sort of race needs... Bring your own. If you want to listen to any rap music, I'm happy enough to let you. You can have the spare room and you can fucking listen to your jazz by yourself.
Yes, I'm looking at this, but could you ask the chef if he's a black man? And if that's the case, no thanks.
If that's the case, I'll have a plate of chips. What's the whitest food in the world? Mash?
Mac and cheese.
Is it?
Oh.
Macaroni, the Italian.
It's pretty white.
Macaroni and cheese. I mean, I don't know, like, what, I'd say mash. Champ. Champ is very,
yeah, that's...
That's the whitest food.
Putting scallions and spuds.
Yeah. I know the guy that's, like, married to my granny. He would literally be like, is there garlic in this? I'm not eating foreign food. Do you know what I mean? So fucking, like, old school. He's like, I'm not eating any of that Indian muck. An onion? Fuck off.
That's exactly what my man does. Like,
you're sliding right off the screen here,
bro. To take out. My ma is the type of woman that gets peas and chips in the Chinese.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick every time.
Why bother going to the fucking Chinese, though?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because we all go and then she has to get something. And, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why don't you go to Chippy Slits and get her a fucking... You know, get her a fucking goujon on top.
Buy that URL to fuck.
Alright, I'll give this bitch one more fucking go.
If you're, to redeem herself. Is your husband an immigrant?
I'm actually single.
Oh, goodness me. I see no problem.
Ah.
What about my brother? He's black and his wife is white and Asian.
I have to think about that one. I would say right now...
They're hitting her with all these questions. It's like, see, here, Brian. So put it this way. My brother's fucking a Chinese girl, you know? And...
She's like, I had to think about that one. I had to see her, you know?
Yeah, you know.
But how Asian is she? Is she eyes Asian? Or squat Asian?
Or what Asian?
Squat. I'm just saying, like, for some reason, all Asians can hold that deep squat for days. And that's why you see them walking around like 105. We should take a lesson.
Because they're squatting.
We should culturally appropriate that squat. That's a fucking well-known Asian thing.
I honestly had no idea.
Like, Asians don't need seats anywhere. They can sit in that deep squat, which you probably couldn't even do.
No.
Like, feet flat on the ground, ass to the grass.
I can't even pretend to sit down if it was in a theatrical performance. God forbid.
Remember we were talking to Mickey. We were talking about someone having Mariah Carey tits that come out the side. And you can literally just rest on your own tits when you're tired.
Anyway, I'm going to play this video because I played it on the last podcast, which I've since deleted. Someone sent me a bit of porn. You ready for this?
Okay. And so it's called British Women Are Insufferable.
Okay, not my title.
It's time to get these fucking fuckholes fucked.
Yeah. By the way, she sounds like fucking, get off my land, you fucking turnip. Good to hear.
We're ready, aren't we, slag?
Yeah, fucking ready. I love that. More so than the women that they have in these, the dudes that they can call. It was like the one we watched at the live podcast. Were you there?
Yeah.
The fucking Belfast.
Yeah,
porn.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's it. Fucking getting shanked.
Right
to that fucking cunt. Gonna get his dick so hard.
Sounds like Green Street.
What, you fucking... You cunt. Those tits are not great.
Slide right in and out, you fucker face.
You're cocking my cunt.
Did you hear the way she said that?
Cocking my cunt.
She's like, hold on a second, I've just noticed. I don't have a cock in my cunt. Before we carry on, I don't have a cock in my cunt. If anyone wants to, I'm gonna order another cock in my cunt. Janice, do you want another Janice, do you want a cock in your cunt? Janice, do you want a cock in your cunt? Can I get two cocks in my cunt, please? Thank you. Two cocks in my cunt, thanks very much. Lovely.
Oh my god.
My fucking face. Yeah.
I'm
fucking hot as fuck. Yeah.
Oh, demons? You
smell a fucking dick right your nose. Fuck.
Smell that fucking dick in your nose, you bastard. Look at this dude. Just random dude. Like, just the most average dude.
Man tits.
Yeah, that's it. I got one fucking hard hair for you, babe.
Janice, we've got a couple of hard cocks here on the stove. Hot to go. Hot to trot. Two cocks ready to go, Janice. Can we get some service, please? Two cocks, hot off the fucking press. Here we go. Stuff that in your cunt, you dirty fucker.
Fucking bend over just like you. We both get fucked together.
Yeah, two of us. Just give it up. What's she like in real life, you know? Do you want a cup of tea? Bet you do, you fucking stinking cunt. You're going to pour it up your twat. You're going to pour this fucking tea up your twat, you dirty cunt, aren't you? And she's like, no, I'm just going to drink it. Oh, you fucking square.
That talk is so filth, it would make my dick have an anxiety attack. And just like, starting flaccid.
It's a busy room, that, isn't it?
Yeah, there's too much going on here. Oh, miss her, grab the ponytail, work away. What they're actually doing now is eating champ.
Yeah. Why did it just go slow motion all of a sudden?
Yeah, look at that fucking fucked hole. Fucking dirty fucking fucked hole.
Yeah.
The guy looks like a skinny version of me.
They're all wearing Phantom with the opera mask too, just slinging ribbons.
I was talking about this the other day. I mean, I can remember going door to door asking for sweets and how difficult it was to breathe.
Yeah.
Let alone trying to buck with a fucking witch mask on.
You just got this torque on.
Yeah. She's like, lick my fucking dirty cunt. And that wee tiny bit of tongue comes through the wee slit. I say lick my cunt and you're and like, just fucking dying inside it, full of your own spit.
Busting your tongue through cardboard.
Oh yeah. Just getting really carried away with the Halloween gear. Oh, you look like Phantom of the... Oh my God, put on those plastic witch fingers. Put those plastic witch fingers. Put on that Hulk fist. Shove up my arse, you dirty cunt.
Fucking cunt. Fucking dirty fucker.
Look at that. The most... Just...
Such an aisle boy.
Just... Yeah. That accent is desperate, isn't it?
Yeah.
All over me, baby.
Dirty talk definitely doesn't suit. All over me. Anything in the UK and Ireland.
You've got to spunk me, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, here she is, like a fucking sniffer dog. Like a spunked...
Hey, bro, sweet cinnamon. Cinnamon.
There she is, soon as there's any fucking sniffer jizz, she's out the fucking gate like a sniffer dog. There she is, sniffing all the cock jizz.
Sniffer dog.
Yeah.
Oh, got all that fucking jizz, you dirty cunt.
Oh my days, man. This is
you're
too
like,
much.
You're like, does she have Tourette's or what?
No, this isn't even real life fucking.
She's ordering more spunk. We need to, Janice, two more punnets of spunk over here, please.
That's fucking light, isn't it? It's enough to feed the whole family.
Why is she picking her nose?
Yeah, you dirty fucking bastard. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to say a lot from now on.
Any more spunk spunks?
He's like a bouncer at the end of the night. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Any more
spunks?
Out the back. Any more spunk spunks? Take your spunks out the back, please.
Thank you. Folks. Are you dirty fucking cunt? Fuck my arse. I'm a pirate.
Yeah, he's a hole.
Come and shag her.
Come and shag her.
Yeah. Go on.
Do a run-up. Oh, did you
do this? Evil witch laugh. What a pig. I have never watched full-blown porn and felt nothing before.
Well, that's because you've been read out this fucking last fringe. Right, okay. Let's just end on some questions because I've got one bar of battery left, and let's get through this, motherfuckers. Let me see. Keep your eye on that in case it dies there. I might have to replace the battery. Here we go. We'll rattle through these. What were questions for the podcast? Do you like my bum bag, bro?
Looks sweet. Is it Carhartt? What is it?
No, it's Eastpak.
Nice.
Motherfucker.
Fucking jizzy.
I think you're gas. Any chance you pop Barry the Blender videos into highlights? Can't tell you how many times I've scrolled your page. Well, I probably could do that, but where do you start? I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the best bits are. Someone else would probably need to make that, I would say. Right. Thoughts on Chappelle's new special?
I mean, where do you start?
It was fucking brilliant.
Tremendous.
And here's what you have to do. Take out any of your own feelings and look at it as a comedian who is just going for the funniest thing you can say.
Yeah.
And he even said at the start of his last special, sometimes the funniest thing to say, 9 times out of 10, the funniest thing to say is the meanest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only saying it for the purpose of laughs and entertainment.
But it's just so smart too. Like, it's not like edgy. It's not like wannabe edgy, like weird comedy. It's like proper intellectual, fucking like honest.
Oh my god,
reckless.
It's like being fucking pulled apart by a goddamn police fucking psychologist.
Yeah,
it's like Patrice O'Neill did it too, where it's like the argument is so fucking bulletproof that even if it hurts your feelings, you can't argue it. Like, see the bit where you're talking about like abortion, like if you have the right to kill the fucker, at least I have the right not to pay for it.
Yeah,
like that is such a legit point that you're like, I can't even say anything about that, but you just take it as he was just going for a laugh.
It's one of the most significant stand-up specials released of all time, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the best ones as a sign ever of the times, sort of. That might be the tipping point for everybody to maybe stop being so fucking sensitive and just go about your day again.
Yeah.
Because you are getting people who just have these knee-jerk reactions, like, oh no, he talked about, he's victim-shaming, so I can't agree with that. And you're like, no, that's what he's doing. He's basically going like, he was basically, when he said that thing, like, you know, Michael Jackson abused those kids, but what were they wearing? He was making a joke of, like, that's what you're expecting me to say, because that's what you think of me,
yeah,
type thing. You think that I'm a fucking full-blown pedo sympathiser, just because I ask any questions.
I also thought it was funny that Vice went straight for him.
Of course they did.
And I was like, ah, Vice, remember whenever you had some decency?
They're not going to be, like,
some balls, bitches.
But here's the thing, you know, I remember, what do you call it? I forget the woman's name. She's like a reviewer at The Fringe who would shit on everybody and be like, oh, they're just a club comic. They're just a whatever. And then there was a bit of a fucking woke phase. And then I remember she reviewed Colm Terrell and said he was like, oh, breath of fresh air, like good old fashioned filthy comedy and all. And you're like, hopefully that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, like someone who would have been like, oh, this guy's sexist and misogynist and fucking transphobic and everything. And then just because they do a bit of dirty comedy, it's refreshing in the middle of all these fucking, like, woke shows.
Well, I think reckless comedy gets a bad rap because there's so many people who are bad at doing it that are doing it.
Yeah, because, yeah, you can get people who just, they're doing their first year of stand-up, and they're like, bloody, bloody, blah, Madeline McCann, something, 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 fucking Jimmy Savile, paedophiles, you know what I mean, all the material I've done, and it's they're just not good jokes.
Yeah, they've watched a few Frankie Boyle DVDs.
They're trying to go, kinda... you're going for shock first, and not jokes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's fucking incredible. I'm probably going to watch it a third time. Soon.
So I'm watching it with my dad tonight. Can't wait.
Crack a couple of fucking joints out and just chill out with a dad. Taps off.
Can't wait.
Getting a Chinese, aka chips and gravy. What has been the... Remember that video where you and your dad? What do you want from the thing? I want fucking curry and fucking rice, you cunt. But what do you want?
He said it like that all that video.
Yeah, it gave me a fucking curry chip, you dirty cunt. Pour it in my fucking cunt hole, you stinking bastard. Oh, shit it in my mouth, you dirty cunt. What has been the worst fan encounter you or Aaron have had? Massive fan of the podcast, and I'll be at the live one. Good lad, Matty. Okay, I don't know, they're all fine. But yeah, you fucking act weird around people. That's, you know what I mean? You'll be amazed where polite will get you, guys, in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Just be hello, and just be nice and polite, and everyone will be nice to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fucking, let me get a photo, you big fucking bald spastic. All my mates like, yeah, I don't, let me get a photo. And you're like, absolutely fucking leave my presence right now.
Yeah.
Get out of my life.
Yeah.
Nah, come on, you're no crack at all. I thought you were good crack. And you're like, mate, I'm eating my dinner. Fuck, clean off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take it all. You know what I mean? Fans. Is McCann going to shave that off or shite off his face?
See, look, what do I do here? Do you know what I mean? Because I've been told by people to keep it. I've been told by people to shave it off. You know, I've been told if I shave it off, I look like an oversized baby. And I've been told if I keep it, I look like a nonce. So you can't win in this world is what I'm trying to say.
Do you have a beard shaver?
No.
That's what you need.
I only have a razor. So I either hack the whole thing off or I grow it out too much.
Get a beard shaver. Because if I was to give you tips now, and I'm right at the point, because I'm going away tomorrow, I'll like trim mine all that way down because it looks fairly ISIS based at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it down a notch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? The pubis here, take it away. Take it down a bit. That's it, mate.
Take down the pubis.
That's it.
Ice her down.
Now, the people that have been banging you recently, were they into the beard?
Yes.
Keep the beard then. Because these dudes that are slagging you, like fucking S. Nellens here, he's not going to suck your cock, is he? He might. I don't know. Fucking square. Suck a cock.
Yeah, you fucking square.
Fucking suck my cock, you douchebag, fucking loser.
Square these balls in your mouth, you.
Cock squared, suck mine too.
Yeah.
If your arse was split horizontally instead of vertical, would your arse clap when you ran down the stairs? And that's from Courtney.
Fantastically.
What a great question.
What a great question.
Jeans would be different anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine you were just eyeing up chicks, like, look at this sideways hole on her.
Would bucking be handier, would you say? Would doggy be?
I just don't think it would be as aesthetically pleasing if it was split that way.
Yeah.
You like it because it just opens up like a big page.
Like you're fucking on my chicken sandwich. Yeah, which I've seen a man do as well.
Like you're fucking a side roads Big Mac. But then you can do that with a regular arse, just lay it on its side.
That's true.
I'm a fan of that. Do you know what I mean?
Big fan of putting the hoop horizontal, this fella.
Yeah, on side roads, you know what I mean? On top of the little desk or whatever.
That's what?
Yeah. Wash your jacket. How was your black pudding pizza in Edinburgh?
That was fantastic.
Who's this bastard? Oh. What the fuck was that? Oh, I thought that was like some nudes, but it's actually just Maureen with a pig filter on her face. As good as nudes. Where did you get that?
This place called Pizza Geeks. And it was called the Braveheart Pizza. And it was just fucking as gimmicky as you like. Black pudding, salami, and you know, all the Scottish things.
I did laugh at, there was one pizza called Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
Laughed. I didn't know there was a black pudding pizza. You got that quiet, you bastard. Did he bowl anyone at the Fringe?
A gentleman never tells. He only talks about it for the first 20 minutes of the podcast.
What do you think of Ben Nicky? Or do you even know the guy? Oh, listen, you cunt, do you even know Ben Nicky or what?
It's a DJ, is it?
Aye. What do you think of him? He's stealing a living like every other cunt.
Is he from here?
No.
Ben Nicky and the fucking Peter Nicky.
Davey Nicky and Patrick Nicky.
Patrick Nicky.
Nicholas Nicky. Do you call your brother Nick or Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Nick's a cool name.
Nick is a cool name.
I'm gonna write that down. It's a class name. We're trying to think of names at the minute.
Nick.
I like a short.
Oh fuck! I
short. What?
What would be your? What's what? What are you digging at the minute in terms of baby names? Wayne names?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's as that as complicated a process as Maureen sort of thinks of it. Like she's like, oh fuck, what do you call me? How do you decide? And you're like, you just fucking name it.
I've
no. You never think of someone like you never constantly be like, his name's Aaron. Isn't that weird?
Well, like
you never do that. You're just like that's your name and that's it.
It's funny listening into like my sisters and stuff whenever they were naming their children. And like someone would go something like, what about Maria? That's a nice name. They're like, no, I need a nice smelly bastard. Well, that's secondary school called Maria.
That's exactly what happens. Or someone will be like, I love that name, but the only one that I know is a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, stop being bad press for your name. Think about that.
Jake Story Productions, final question. Why are you both not invited to Power Video?
I don't make videos, bro.
Yeah, Aaron doesn't make videos. I was invited. And I said no. Literally there was confusion last year because I was asked to do it. And I fucking moved. I rebooked flights because I was like, yeah, okay, this will be good. I'll go do it. And I moved flights and changed plans and changed trips. And then kept contacting them like, okay, I'm supposed to be speaking at this goddamn event at the Ulster Hall. I was just like, I was looking at some very basic details. I was like, what time am I supposed to be there? Where do I go? Do I need a pass? Who do I speak to? How long have I to talk? What do you want me to talk about? You know, just basic shit you would ask if anyone booked you for a thing. And I just didn't get a reply the whole time. And then everyone else was going on this trip and I'm trying to work around it. Oh, I'm going to fly and meet you. Is it fucking Eurotrip? And then, oh shit. And then I just got nothing. And I was like, right, I'm going to have to fucking cancel. So I just went, listen, I don't know what it is the fuck you want me to do, but I'm cancelling it. And I'm going to have to fucking just go do my own fucking plans. Because I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I have no idea what's happening here. And then they were like, oh, right, we're sorry. There was confusion and all. And I was like, right, fuck that. And then Dylan Osborne, Dill Takes Photos, who works with Power Video for that show. He was like, well, a bit of confusion last year. Would you do it again? And then I was just like, I'm not really a fucking video guy. Like, do you know what I mean? When you're at one of these events and there's like, 1,000 YouTubers vlogging. Hey guys, welcome to fucking here we are at Power Video. And so, I'm just like, that's not me at all. Like,
but is it like vloggers and shit from all over, or is it Northern Ireland centric?
No, how does it work? It's just done here, and they'll have some people here like quote unquote influencers,
okay,
or social media people, and then they'll have some big names like Peter McKinnon and all that shit. It's a good event, like, but I was just like, it's just not for me, like,
yeah.
Because I know I would just be sitting here being like, I'm a comedian who makes videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not running around fucking, what's up, dudes? Oh, let's go do something that's fun just to fucking fill a vlog.
That shit looks exhausting.
Nah, bro. We sit up here and we slag people to death and that's all we do.
Yeah.
You dirty fuckers. Stuff your video camera up your cunts, you stinking bastards. We're going to get out of here, Aaron, because we're at an R18. We've shit the right. We're going to run out of battery. Cheers for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely, sir.
You know what I mean? Yeah, sure. If you want to see me and Aaron play some videos and talk some shite, it'll be at the live podcast at the fuck. And these aren't regular shows, you know what I mean? These are fucking multimedia, hilarious shows. And I might rethink how I do it, because we usually do stand up then a show, but this time I might just straight up do like two podcast halves or do one long podcast. You know, people get a bit too like rowdy sitting around.
Yeah.
So I might go on, do about 10 minutes and then just fucking start a podcast. Do you know what I mean?
The Power of Shade Talk.
The Power of Shade Talk. That's our new fucking thing we're starting. Along with the website chippyslits.com. Do you want salt on that, it's called?
It'll be a great night.
It'll be a great night. You dirty...
That's it. I'm just a fucking open hole machine.
Yeah. Wait. What'd you say?
I'm just a fucking open hole machine.
I'm
just an open hole machine.
I'm just an open hole machine.
Nathan Carter's lesser known hit. I'm going to get out of here. Shine.net for tour tickets. Go on a Ticketmaster. Type in SSE. Colin Geddes. Buy a ticket for the second night. He might be there. Who fucking knows? Everyone keeps asking me. Who else is on the show? Never fucking mind. But probably him. You know what I mean? What else we got going on? Live podcast and Lavery's is next Wednesday. You're headlining that too. You know what I mean?
Can't wait.
Grab my tits. Squirt, squirt, squirt. And that's it. What more do you want?
Yep.
Fuck the anus, dirty.
Yeah, that's it. You're happy. Yeah, spunk getting fucked.
Yeah,
that's it.
Spunk getting fucked. And then it just ends.
Very wholesome. Yeah, it's very abrupt.
Does a guy just go and cut? And they're like, "Well, that was a great day. I had a great day. It's good to see you again. Yeah, we should do it again sometime. Yeah, we should. Yeah, well, you want doing a latte?
Oh, it's not fucking spunked in you, can."
Okay. But yeah, that's it. We'll see you next time, guys. There he is.
All the best. God bless.
Fresh from the fringe.
Deaf.
You know what I mean? See yous next time. Tuesday, you know?